I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians are again the focus of attacks in Pakistan, this time perpetuated by rumors. Muslim extremists began spreading the lie that a Christian wedding party had desecrated the Quran. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says at least 14 Christians were killed, more than 50 houses and a church destroyed. Esterbrook is hoping Open Doors can help.
We have done much to help Christians in these kind of situations of rebuilding and restoring their communities. This is something that is part of our program in the area, and our people there, I'm sure, will be working to help that.
Next, almost 20 million people need emergency aid in Africa's Horn due to drought. Northeast Kenya has been hardest hit. Linda Mugo is the Kenya coordinator for Kids Alive and says without rain, the crops are failing. Worse, the nearest source for water is polluted for the 60 boys living at their boys' center. They're hoping to drill a borehole so they'd have access to safe drinking water. Funding is holding them back. The price tag on a new borehole is $30,000, but it's so much more.
We share the story of salvation by tying in the practical use of clean water with the water that comes from faith in Jesus Christ.
And a church in Bartlesville, Oklahoma is reaching out to prison inmates with Bible correspondence lessons. They're discipling in 10 states as well as in Iraq and Saudi Arabia. If a student doesn't have a Bible, the church supplies them with an easy-to-read English Bible from the World Bible Translation Center. The ERV reads at a third-grade reading level, so anyone with basic literacy skills or with little or no Christian background can understand it. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing in the West, yet few Christians know much about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available World Christians 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for the Muslim world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.